Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 3, Universal Law of Reflection. Let's talk about the Universal Law of Reflection. What exactly is reflection and why is it considered a universal law? Well, once again, I am so happy you asked. Let's talk about it. What we should first do is define the word reflection to give us a basic understanding. Of course, there are several definitions. However, the one that fits with what I'm stating about the universal law of reflection is this one, which states that reflection is an image seen in a mirror. Listen, this is important to what you are reflecting and what is being reflected to you. So, reflection is defined as an image seen in a mirror. That's right, it is the mirror effect. Here's what I'm saying. The things, people, places, and or situations that you are looking at becomes a reflection in your mind, a reflection within your thoughts. You might have said it at some point that I wish I never saw that. Now I can't get it out of my head. The best way to approach the universal law of reflection is to turn away from things that are not pleasing to you. If you find a person unattractive, then turn away. Do not allow yourself to reflect the image. If it is a thing or a situation, again, turn away. Do not let it into your mind. If you do, it will become a part of your mind and body. So, only allow yourself to see and reflect things, people, places, and or situations that are pleasing to you. Remember, it is the mirror within us that allows us to take in all things, to become anything we desire. What we reflect, we will become.